Good morning, this is Akashvani Kohima, the morning news read by Norbin Pradhan. Civil Aviation Minister K. Ram Mohan Naidu yesterday informed that the Directorate General of Civil Aviation has given an order for extended surveillance of the 34 Boeing 787 planes which are currently present in the Indian aircraft fleet. He added that out of them, 8 have already been inspected with immediate urgency. Briefing media in New Delhi, the minister informed that a high-level committee of experts from various sectors with Home Secretary as chairman is also being formed to look into the investigation of the incident.
We have circulated the order of the high-level committee which is going to investigate this crash. The Home Secretary is going to be the chairman of the committee, Secretary Ministry of Civil Aviation, additional secretary from MHA, one representative from the state of Gujarat where the incident actually happened, representative from State Disaster Response Authority, Government of Gujarat, Police Commissioner Ahmedabad, DG Inspection and Safety from the Indian Air Force, DG BCAS, which is the Bureau of Civil Aviation Security, DG DGCA, Special Director from IB and director from the Directorate of Forensic Sciences Services.
The minister said the committee will examine the existing standard operating procedures and guidelines issued to prevent and handle such occurrences and suggest comprehensive guidelines for dealing with such instances in the future. The committee has been asked to submit its report within 3 months. The Konyak Students Union, KSU, has urged an immediate review and reform of the state's job reservation policy. In a memorandum to the Chief Minister of Nagaland, the union has called for aligning job quotas with population ratios to ensure fairer representation. The union noted that while the Konyaks make up over 12.65% of the state's tribal population, they held only 6% of government jobs. The KSU appealed the state government for prompt action without waiting for the 2021 census data and to introduce special provision through a fast-tracked cabinet decision. The Northeast NSS Festival 2025 came to a vibrant close yesterday at Rasama Village in Kohima District. Addressing the valedictory ceremony, Commissioner and Secretary of Youth Resources and Sports, Anthony Nguli, urged the youth to take charge of building a self-reliant and developed India. He called the festival a symbol of youth power and national unity.
I am convinced that the festival has stood as a great example of youth power, community spirit, and a shared vision for a fixed Bharat. The youth energy, innovation, and commitment will be the driving force of this transformation towards a developed country.
Held under the national theme Viksit Bharat, the week-long festival brought together over 300 enthusiastic NSS volunteers from across the Northeast, celebrating service, unity and cultural exchange. As a run-up to International Day of Yoga 2025, Akashvani News Kohima brings you a special series, Practice Yoga for Good Health and Wellness. Each day, we discover different postures to stay healthy with yoga. This morning, we explore Surya Namaskar or Sun Salutation. Surya Namaskar is a sequence of 12 asanas. This practice is best done early in the morning on an empty stomach. Surya Namaskar has a direct vitalizing effect on the solar energy of the body. Besides being a great cardiovascular workout, Surya Namaskar is also known to result in a balanced energy system at both mental and physical levels. Father's Day is being celebrated across the globe today. The day is celebrated annually on the third Sunday of June to honor fathers or father figures and their role in the society. In Nagaland, special services are being held across churches to show love to fathers and remember those who are no more. Extending wishes on the occasion, Chief Minister Dr. Nipirio said, fathers are anchors of strength, protectors and beacons of hope. Noting that their courage, leadership and guidance shape families and communities, Dr. Rio paid tributes to all fathers and those who embrace the role of fatherhood. And the Nagaland Olympic Association, NOA, in partnership with the Assam Regimental Center Shillong, has called for applications from male athletes across the state for recruitment into the Indian Army as Agniveers. This special opportunity is open to sportsperson in basketball, cross-country, handball, hockey, karate, shooting, swimming and volleyball. Initial screening will take place in Kohima in the third week of June, while the final recruitment rally will be held in Shillong next month. Eligible candidates must be between 17 and a half to 21 years old, have passed class 10 and meet required physical standards. The NOA has requested sports associations to submit names of eligible athletes by 18th June. And with that, we come to the end of the morning news. Stay tuned as we'll be back with the evening English news at 7:20 p.m. Have a nice day.